You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we hear another very interesting parable from our Lord. Last week was the parable of the Good Samaritan. And this week, we hear the parable that is often called the parable of the rich fool. But I think it's very important for us to understand there is a difference from the church's point of view in being rich and being covetous. A rich person is someone who uses the wealth that the Lord has given him or her wisely in this life. We can't bring that wealth with us into the next life. And it's clear from today's gospel that the Lord doesn't care about that wealth anyway. But we can become rich toward God. The fool in today's parable had a great harvest, so much that he had to build new barns. And he said to himself, I'm good, now I'm gonna kinda kick back and I'm gonna enjoy everything that I have done. And then he hears from the Lord, you're a fool. Tonight you will have to answer for your life. Now, when we look at the exegesis of this parable, and that's just a fancy way to say explanation, it's very clear that we should all stop working immediately, and especially stop working hard, and we should never, ever, you know, amass anything. And we should all just sort of sit by the side of the road and beg. Now, that is kind of an exegesis of ignorance. Not really of malice, but of ignorance. Of course, I'm being facetious. But when we look at this, sometimes we wonder, like, well, what am I supposed to do? Because here, this guy, he worked hard, he did well, he had a huge harvest, but still he was condemned. Why? Was he condemned for working hard? No. Was he condemned for having a great big harvest? No. He was condemned because he did not make himself, as it says in the parable, rich toward God. He laid all those things up for himself. If you read it carefully, it says he thought to himself. He laid it up for himself. He did this for himself. Don't get in trouble. It's not about what we do for ourselves. It's what we are able to do for others. St. John Chrysostom is one of the great fathers of the church. We celebrate his divine liturgy almost every day. St. John, however, was well known in his time for challenging Christians, challenging them to go to a higher place. St. John says that anything we have left over after we pay our bills belongs to the poor, and if we don't give it to them, we're stealing it. That's a pretty high standard, you know, and it's true, we should be challenged. We need to be challenged. If I stand up here and say to you, everything is good, do whatever you want, it doesn't matter, the Lord doesn't care, I'm not doing my job. St. John also said, just to show you, to give you an idea of how he would challenge the people of his time, he told them, tithing is an Old Testament practice. In the New Testament, we have to do even better. Again, a big challenge. Today's parable is not about tithing, but I wanted to show you a couple of the things that St. John taught, because he's a well-known father of the church, and we respect him, even if we don't know everything that he's written. St. John distinguishes very clearly between rich and covetous. Someone who is covetous, no matter how much wealth they have, is always poor in their own eyes. Because they want everything. They care about having everything. They can only have more. And they don't care about what their neighbor is doing and how much did you make and, you know, how can I get more and more and more and more. Whereas a rich person, from St. John's point of view, and I think we can agree that his point of view has some validity, is one who uses whatever the Lord has given him, be it much or little, to store up treasure for himself in the next life by giving into the hands of the poor. Brothers and sisters, the reason that this man, who was condemned in today's gospel parable, was condemned was because he didn't think about anyone else but himself. He was given many talents, as are we. He was given much wealth, as are we. We have to look at this, I would submit to you. We have to look at this parable and see what it means to us. It's very good to say, yes, that man, he was bad. He was bad, and all he did was lay up things for himself, and he never thought about God. Well, that's great. But we weren't given the gospel parable to condemn the man. We were given the parable. The Lord said it so that we would look at ourselves. So, brothers and sisters, as we reflect on this very short gospel reading, actually, just a few verses, let us see where we are. What if we had to give an account of our life tonight? Because we are not promised tomorrow. We are given today, but we are not promised tomorrow. What if we had to give an account? What would we hear from the Lord? Would we hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been wise in a few things. Therefore, enter into the joy of your Lord." I'm paraphrasing. Or would we hear what this fool, this covetous fool, heard in today's gospel? "You fool, you didn't make yourself rich toward God." And I can't answer for any of you. I can only say for myself, I have some work to do. I could do better. And I think that during this Lenten time, as we think about fasting, giving alms, struggling for repentance, trying to draw nearer to the Lord as we prepare for his nativity, I think we should look at ourselves in the light of this parable and see where we are. So I'm not going to tell you what you have to do, because I can't. I can't say you're good, you're not so good, you're terrible. I can't say that, because I don't know. But you know. Look, brothers and sisters, into your soul. Look and ask your conscience, where am I? Am I where that rich man was who stored up a lot of stuff for himself and didn't help anyone else? If so, let's make a change. If you're not, thank God. And challenge yourself to do even more. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then we will not have to ever worry about hearing those terrible words that this man heard in today's parable. Thou fool. Maybe we are foolish. We make mistakes in this life. Certainly the Lord is forgiving, but he is teaching us in today's parable. Let's learn, brothers and sisters. Let's learn and act so that we will never, ever be in a position to have to hear those words. But rather, we will hear those words from our Lord from another parable that he talks about, the talents. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. May these beautiful words be the words that fall on our ears when we depart this life for the next. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.